You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
For 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best. That's right. Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignedforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNEDforall.com.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Everybody, yes, you tuned into The Correct Show, but it's girls' night tonight. I'm Lynn Golder, your host.
Wait a minute.
Yes, girls' night tonight. And with me tonight is our co-host, Sheila Young.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Right, and of course, the other side of the glass is Chris Shaw, our producer.
He's not a girl.
No, he's not a girl. Well, you say, where is Michael? Well, Michael's a little bit under the weather. He's not contagious, but he can't talk. How do you like that?
Michael Golder cannot talk. You say he cannot talk?
He cannot talk. Not very well.
She's loving life.
I know he done rubbed back in that chair right now listening at home.
No, he doesn't know how to use the computer, so he's not listening. Unless Nancy went over there to help him. Yeah.
Michael, we help you feel better.
Yeah.
Get well, Mike.
Yeah, he wanted to come, but I said, you know what? Just stay home.
Just relax.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm supposed to do that. There you go.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida. All righty. Well, first of all, I'd like to welcome everybody into the studio virtually, and we're glad you're joining us tonight. And yes, today is February 11, 2018. 1 week after the Super Bowl show, right, Chris?
Oh, I know.
It's a little different tonight, the atmosphere.
I was ready to come in and talk with Mike and just, hey, football, Mike.
Put it off till next week. But I wanted to welcome everybody and to remind you to please call in. The number's
407-894-1688.
I almost gave Michael's cell phone out. 40- I caught myself. What am I doing? 407-894-1680. And we also invite you to, if you would like, you can visit our website, which is blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and our Facebook page, which is Blind and Beyond. So call in 407-894-1680.
Hey, can I give a shout out?
Nope. Of course.
I definitely, from my wife, myself, we definitely got to go all the way up to Palmyra, New Jersey, and give a big thank you to Betty and Paul Sharp. Thank you guys. I received the blessing that you guys blessed my family with, and I really, really appreciate it. As a matter of fact, my oldest daughter took a book, and they took the book, and she read it to her baby sister.
Oh, my gosh. Aren't they special?
So I was like,
They are really special.
I wasn't ready for it. I walked into the door, and they were doing it. I was like, oh, look at this. Okay.
Can I ask what the subject matter was of the book?
Yeah.
The baby, what was it?
Yeah, you can ask.
I'm asking.
Is he going to tell you?
That's the question. Uh-oh.
I can't remember right now.
Oh, okay. Nakia, call up. Right. Actually, your daughter could call up.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the three of them. Okay. So when I walked in the room, I know it's colorful. And
that's
it was
really
a
sweet
book pertaining to my first words or first sight.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. Yeah, that's really about all I can get out of it right
Very
now.
Very cool.
So who's back there with you today?
I have two of my young folk from church with me. The men had to go out and sing, and they sing with the men. Jacoby Talbert and Alvion Whitehead. I knew I had it right.
Wow. Do you think you three can sing for us a little bit later or do a little something?
Yeah. They said y'all want to do a little something, sing a little note for the show.
You can do it now if you like.
Do something pertaining to Valentine's Day. No?
No. They don't want to do anything mushy.
He said no.
Oh. All right. Well, you think about it. Maybe after the break or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, we'll come up with something.
Right.
Cool.
So, Sheila.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to be talking about a lot of things this show, aren't we?
Yes, ma'am.
The first hour, you and I are going to be talking about a few things. And then the second hour, we have a young lady calling in, and she has a little child that is blind. And she's going to be calling in and talking about what it's like to be the parent of a blind child.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be later. And hopefully the director will call in, too.
Yeah.
That will be nice.
So well, it's so exciting, and I don't know how many of you out there that are listening to us are able to watch the Olympics, but I know my mother used to love the Olympics, and my sister is a fanatic. And since they have come out with the Winter Olympics this year with audio description, a lot of blind and visually impaired people are just glued to listening to all of the events that they've never been able to understand what was going on. So I commend NBC and Comcast and anyone else that has been involved in the creation. Unfortunately, I don't have Comcast, so I don't have the access to it.
Can you give us an example of how it would work? Is it sort of like the audio descriptive project?
Yeah, it is, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, for people who don't know that, why don't
you? Audio descriptive project is a voice that is describing to you what is going on as it's happening. So while the skaters are going around the ice, they're telling you they're doing a turn or a twist or a jump or you know, just doing details of what's going on. So it's very exciting. So.
And then also for the sighted people that are deaf, I know that on along those lines I've seen where they have
caption.
Mm-hmm. And also the people that do sign language.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Everybody has accessibility
right.
to the event.
Right. It's just evolving so much. It's just very exciting. It's an exciting time.
That's great.
And technology just keeps moving forward.
And what have you been up to with the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind?
Well, I missed our meeting last week because I was at my nephew's wedding. So, but we are right now in the process of planning our Trivia Night fundraiser. We are going to have a team for the Sight and Soul Walk. And we're going to have a dine and donate at Tijuana Flats. So we're pretty busy and getting ready for state convention. So,
love is all over the air.
Exactly.
It is. Oh, we have a call already. Our friend Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I appreciate Michael sharing about my sister.
Right.
She's still in the hospital.
Our wishes to our prayers to Marilyn. Her name is Marilyn, right?
Right.
Marilyn
right,
and Carolyn.
Yeah. I think I kind of gave Michael some wrong information, though, because he said it was her heart. The thing with her heart is just recent. Her heart stopped beating 3 times, but they were able to get it started back. But she has a rare brain disease. That's what's wrong with her. And she's been in ICU most of the time that she's been in the hospital.
Oh, my. And how far is she from you? Are you able to go visit her?
I've gone to visit her, but she's she lives in Richmond, but she's in Charlottesville, Virginia, the University of Virginia Hospital. And her birthday will be Tuesday. She'll be 57 on Tuesday.
Wow. Well, we will keep her in our prayers, Carolyn, and you.
Well, thank you.
All right. Carolyn, you keep on listening, okay? We love you, and early happy Valentine's Day, okay?
Well, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day to you too, and I hope Michael feels better.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. You stay well, Carolyn. Thank you.
All right, thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
Well, I think we're going to go to our first break, correct, Mr. Shaw? All
right. That's right.
So stay tuned. We'll see you on the other side.
Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ah. If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full-service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind-body-spirit approach to your health, visit TotalHealthGuidance.com.
And say that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive a discount.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host for the night. This is Lynn sitting in for Michael, who's a little under the weather. And we have with me in the studio is Sheila Young, our co-host.
Good evening, everybody, and an early happy Valentine's
Day. That's
right. Day.
And Chris is on the other side of the glass.
I just can't get over Mike don't have a voice.
Yeah.
That's the part I can't get over.
He makes up for it with a loud TV in the house. I still can't concentrate. Oh, my gosh. But I wanted to remind everybody, please call in 407-894-1680.
And I also want to say Steve Braden's stepfather, is due back from Korea tomorrow.
Yay!
All right.
So I know Stephanie and Braden and they are getting very, very excited.
Yeah.
So he'll
enjoyed the man cave that you were talking about so much. I almost asked him for an extra key to the house so I can come and hang out.
Oh, wow. Stephanie must be really excited.
They're very excited.
So. I forgot Braden's little brother's name.
Jackson.
Oh, Jackson. Mm-hmm. That's a popular name now, Jackson, mm-hmm. for the little boys. Mm-hmm. So what are we doing, Sheila? Did you want to go to your trivia, your choice? The first
Chris, can we play our first trivia? Please call in and tell us who's singing this song.
Play the whole thing for you, Sheila, because you're really into it.
I love that song.
Yeah,
that's
a little
my
more
music
after.
From when I was a young lady.
young lady.
When was you young? You still young.
I'm young forever.
There you go. when was you young?
Sheila, give the number.
407-894-1680. Somebody has to know who's singing that song.
Oh yeah.
Oh, as I was sitting there listening to the song, I was just. Some of the words that they sang, it still kind of exists today in those same words. Mm-hmm. She said, my baby love, oh, my baby love.
Very original.
Well, you know, music was very simple back then.
Yeah. Back then, right.
Yeah, back then.
Now, I don't know what they saying now.
I don't have a clue.
They were saying, I was listening to the radio the other day, and he said, numma, numma, numma. I said, what?
Yeah.
Rewind.
And so sometimes when you hear them, you don't want to know what they're saying.
Exactly.
So, Sheila.
Let me do my PSA.
Yeah. Sheila Young with PSAs.
March 3rd, the Lighthouse Sight and Soul Walk Fest. The location is the Crane's Roost Uptown Altamont Mall, behind the Altamont Mall. It's 274 Crane's Roost Boulevard.
And who's sponsoring it?
Publix is sponsoring it. To proceed Lighthouse and the programs that are provided for the community in the Central Florida area who are blind and visually impaired. And all proceeds go to Lighthouse. There will be live music. There will be clowns. There will be bounce house, face painting, a beer garden, a wine and cheese pairing, blindfolded wine and cheese pairing, tapas food. And we, our chapter, has a team. I am captain, and our team is GOCB Forever Young. So if anybody wants to come out and join us, $40 will get you into the tapas beer garden and the wine and the beer and the food. And $25 gets you a T-shirt. And if you can't come out and walk but you want to donate to our team, you just go to lighthousecentralflorida.org to the 2018 Sight and Soul Walk Fest. Register and donate, please. The benefits are tremendous. They serve babies to 100-plus-year-olds.
Wow. You know, Sheila, you mentioned something, one of the activities, and the people listening that are sighted like I am, they might think, what are you talking about, blindfolded wine tasting? Well, as you all know, or if you don't know and you're just tuning in for the first time, Michael always says each week that this show is the bridge between the blind and the sighted community. Before Michael became blind back in 2009, we did not know one person, not one person, that was visually impaired or blind. And so an activity such as that would be, you know what, to make a pun, an eye-opener for the sighted community, mm-hmm. to see what it's like and to feel what it's like to not be able to see.
And it's such a party. It's such a festival. It's become, it used to be just a little awareness walk, and now it's become a family street festival. It's just wonderful.
Let me ask this. You say they do a blindfold wine tasting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Aren't you already blind going into drinking wine anyway when you don't know what wine really is?
But they cover your eyes.
They literally put you under blindfold
like for those
at a table.
For those of us that don't drink, I'm going in blind regardless. So it don't matter what you put on the table. You say taste this, I'm going to say it's tea first.
All right. Yes, tea. Mr. Shaw, would you like to tell who's on the line for the... and order, you know, whoever called in first.
Did someone call in?
Yeah, we have two people.
We have two people that called in. We have our good friend who called in first from Winter Park.
You have him second.
Right. But he called in first.
Oh, okay. Well, how am I supposed to know that?
No. I know. But our other sister called in. Yeah. And I'm quite sure Gary won't mind. He won't mind because, you know, he's our friend.
Yeah.
So he won't mind because the way he sounded in the phone, he was like, well, let them go first anyway.
Oh, wow. He's so gallant.
Yeah, what a gentleman.
What a gentleman, right? So we're going to go to the phone line first with Miss Christine from Orlando. How you doing, Miss Christine?
Good.
Okay, so are you calling in for the trivia? Do you think you know who those young people were?
I think I do. Because we were singing that song. I know that song.
And who is it? Who
do you? Diana Ross and the Supremes.
You got it.
That's right. Congratulations!
Yay!
All right.
Are you a first time caller?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you for listening. Are you enjoying the show?
Oh, yes, I love it. I listen every Sunday.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Okay. So, Lynn, what does she win?
Well, Christine, you won a gift card from Metro Diner. How do you like that?
That's good.
All right. And you're in Orlando, so the closest one to you would be in Altamont Springs.
Yeah, right there on 434.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's terrific. And I know you all get tired of hearing it, but my favorite is the chicken pot pie. They have shrimp and grits and waffles and fried chicken, and really good. So that's Metro Diner, and they're all over the state, actually.
If you'll give Chris your address, and we'll send you the certificate.
All right, Sister Christine, hold on one moment, all right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Christine.
All right, let's go to our good friend over in Fern Park.
Winter Park.
Yep, that's the other co-host.
Blind man Gary, how you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good. You know what? I actually knew that. For once. I'm not good at any of them, but I knew that one.
Well, that's a miracle, I tell you.
Right.
But I got one thing to say now. Lynn said, Michael can't listen to show because he can't do the computer. Well, I'm sitting there going, Michael, you're the host of the show. You know, 518-712-0057. Listen to it on his phone.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's true. He could do that.
Uh-oh.
Right? I forgot all about that.
Gary finna start. So when Mike, you know when he get his voice back, he calling you out. You know that, right?
Chris, you can call him off the air and tell him to listen. I forgot about the 518.
Yeah.
All right, Gary.
Bye, Gary. Thank you for calling.
All right. And what was the other thing that you were going to talk about? Oh, the Braille Challenge.
Oh, we had the East Orlando mm-hmm. Braille Challenge on Friday, and that was so exciting. It's always so much fun to get out there with the families because the parents come with the kids, and the kids do the competitions, and they get to visit with each other, and they get to eat lunch and just socialize and have a good day.
And that's a national
competition. Yeah, Florida has four? Trying to think.
Four divisions?
We have four different areas that have Braille challenges. So we had one in Jacksonville, mm-hmm. then we have one in Orlando, and then Friday there's one in Fort Lauderdale. So if anybody's listening and they want to go volunteer and have a fun day, they can contact the Florida Instructional Materials Center, FIMC, on the website. They can register. They need sighted guides. They need people to help serve lunch. You know, we depend on sighted volunteers to come out there and do that kind of stuff. So, but kids come in, they do different competitions, they braille, they have to, depending on the age group, they either have to do spelling words and then they do proofreading and they do, so they have to read braille, and if there's a mistake, they have to find the mistake and then they have to braille the correct answer. And it starts from kindergarten to high school. So,
and when they have, if there's, it's an intentional mistake, right? That
oh, yeah.
to see if they can discover it.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
there a time element
yeah.
involved?
Yeah.
What is it generally?
Well, the one category I was helping with, I was bookport support, which I had to go in and make sure the bookports were working and all the kids had the right SD card in their bookport. And mm-hmm. Anyway, the practice test was 10 minutes, and then the first test was 25 minutes, and then the second group is 25 minutes, and you know, so there, it's a time thing. But
and it's exciting for
and
the
our
kids.
Little Addison won her category.
I remember.
Yep, she won.
Oh,
her,
again?
She won her category in Orlando, and another one of our students, Logan, won his category, and one of our first graders took second place in her category. So it was a good day for Princeton. we had a good day. So, but yeah, it's national. 10 kids from each group throughout the country go to California in June.
I remember when she was. They started a GoFundMe, to go there because it's quite expensive for the airfare and the hotel and all that. But they were really excited.
Yeah, and they have Fort Lauderdale is Friday, and then Tampa is 2 weeks from Friday, and then the results should be out the 1st of May.
Wow!
So,
well, what do I need to do to go
learn Braille?
Be blind.
That's it.
Go back to elementary school.
I started. I got a card from the Division of Blind Services last year when I was there with Michael or something, and I'm starting to figure out, trying to learn just, you know, a couple letters at a time.
Is it difficult?
It's not easy. And it's so tiny on that card. I'm going to go get a children's set.
It's
you know,
not,
like domino size so I could learn.
It's not easy, but it's not hard. Sighted people learn Braille by looking at it.
Right.
And
that's exactly right.
You know, you look at the dots and you see where they're positioned. And
right.
There's only 6 dots. So each dot has its own position. And if you can look at where the dots are, you can figure out what the letter is or what the number is.
Well, I saw a really cool thing on, I think it was YouTube. A teacher was instructing, and the dots were in black Velcro circles. Mm-hmm. And you could just take them off and mm-hmm. move them around.
Yeah,
and
we have that.
That was so nice. Yeah. That's what I would like to do.
Well, you can use a 6-10 muffin tin.
Yeah.
And put it sideways. And the 3 on the left side would be dots 1,
and then
2,
what
3.
Do you put in each muffin tin? For
you
the
could
nut?
Use a tennis ball. You could use a cotton ball.
That's
you
a
could
neat
use
idea,
whatever
Chris,
you want to use.
It?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah.
But so I got to try the 10 muffins without the muffins, though.
Yeah, no muffins for you.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you can leave the muffins in and just say, okay, this is dot 1, so that's the one I'm eating first.
Oh, I know, the little Dunkin' Donut munchkin.
There you go.
Right.
That makes sense, an incentive to learn.
Or use a donut hole.
Yeah, right.
So, when you're looking at the muffin tin, the 3 on the left would be dot 1 from the top, 2 down, 3 down. Mm-hmm. And then the 3 on the right are dot 4 at the top, 5 is the middle, and 6 is the one on the bottom right. So that's how they go.
Well, I wanted to remind everybody that the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Call in and say hi. In a minute, we'll be going to a break and coming back with some more discussion with Sheila. And maybe, if you're lucky, another trivia.
Well, you need to call in because we want to hear what's on your mind, too.
Exactly. Exactly.
We know you're out there.
Yep. I'm not going to yell at them like Michael does. Get off the couch. I just implore you nicely to call in.
There you go.
407-894-1680. And
just say
and
hi.
And we have a quick caller for a quick minute or two. Our friend Robert from Valley Forge, PA. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Good evening, ladies.
Hi.
You can help me with some information.
Yeah.
Or maybe some callers can help with some information.
We'll try.
I went to a site called Blind Mice Mega Mall.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I'm aware of it.
All kinds of stuff you can buy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you're blind or visually impaired.
Mm-hmm.
And they just sent me an email for crocheting. There was like 5 or 6 books I could possibly buy.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about, well, this book will teach you how to do a teddy bear with 2 hearts. This book will teach you how to do flowers. And you can get the book in either Braille, or they said digital format. I'm guessing that means EPUB or something like that.
Well, that sounds like fun, because my niece Ashley, who was on the air a couple of weeks ago, she taught herself actually from YouTube, and she crochets. And I said, what's the difference between crocheting and knitting. She said crocheting is just one needle.
And it's faster.
Yeah, and she just whips out those hats. Mm-hmm. That sounds like fun, Robert.
Is if any of the callers, listeners, have used any of these books, and mm-hmm. do you need to know how to crochet to begin with before you even pick up that book?
We would have to, I would have to see the title of the book and...
I can look at My Smart Robert, and in fact, I know the person that is the
person that
runs the company.
Yeah.
So I was trying
to discuss it with a sighted person, and I said, I don't understand how this would work if it's a pattern.
Right.
How are
you going to know the pattern?
The pattern so you do it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense. I don't know how that would work.
And I know crocheting, you have to count the hook. I mean,
Sheila,
count the stitches, and I knit. I don't crochet.
Sheila and Robert, mm-hmm. actually, I did see, and I showed it to Ashley, there is a blind woman that sells hats for a living, and she crochets.
And there are blind people that do.
Yeah, maybe mm-hmm. she taught herself, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I thought it would be a cool hobby to pick up, but I need a little more information before I start buying.
Well,
stuff.
Sheila says she'll help you find out.
I'll check it out for you, and I'll get Lynn the information,
okay.
and she can send it
to
you.
Well, thank you, Robert. We're going to go to break now.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for listening.
Nice that you're out there. Thank you.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best. That's right. Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider and is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PawPass mobility payment app. Public transportation is at its best just for you. Check out golynx.com for the latest news and updates from Lynx. That's golynx.com.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polera urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polera.com. That's polara.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And I am your host for the night. This is Lynn, and we have Sheila in the studio and Chris on the other side of the glass. So welcome back, and if you'd like to call in and share your thoughts, 407-894-1680. And don't forget to check out our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and our Facebook page, Blind and Beyond. You know, I just heard the pre-recorded spot from Polera, and I'd like to mention that briefly, that, you know, it's your right to cross the street safely without getting killed, to put it bluntly. So Polera is there for you. All you have to do is go to their website, polera.com, or just give them a call. And the number, if you want to record it on your Victor readers, et cetera, is 903-366-0300. That's 903-366-0300. And call them and ask them about the Polera Navigator APS. And if you don't know what APS stands for, well, it means Accessible Pedestrian Signal. And that's what you need in your area. If you don't have it, you need to call and find out how to get it. So either visit the website, polera.com, or give them a buzz, and they will help you get the form and so that you can call your local traffic engineering department and have everything ready so to request your Polera system in your neighborhood.
And I've got, I'm going to call them because I've got a question about if you do request APS in your neighborhood, do they let you know if it's been approved and if it's going to happen?
That's a good question.
You know, I'd really like to talk with them and find out. When we did our White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Day walk, the intersection that we were at had the APS, and they are very helpful.
And it doesn't cost you as the pedestrian anything. Uh-uh. It's the agreement between Polera.com and the local city, anywhere in the country. I don't care where you live.
Yeah.
You can contact.
Yep.
And if you're hesitant to call your local traffic engineering department on your own, then just call Polera and let them help you and tell you what to do, what the first step would be.
I'm going to tell you how good the Polera system is. I were in Daytona Beach this past week, and I saw a young man walking. And, you know, I was paying attention but wasn't paying attention because I was kind of like trying to get to my destination. That's what I was doing. But I've become so much more conscious and aware of those that are non-sighted.
Right.
And the young man, he was there, and I seen the cane. I'm like, oh, okay, well, let me just stop point blank. And I knew the light for me was still red, but it was green for them getting ready to turn yellow. But he had done already stopped walking because when he approached it, I could actually hear.
Really?
I can actually hear.
You had the window down.
Yeah, I had the window down, and I can actually hear the different sounds that was coming. I'm like, what is that? And that's when I was like, oh, well, hey, it works. So it's here in Daytona.
Right. Oh, yeah. They're everywhere, Chris. In Daytona. Daytona's got a very large population of blind and visually impaired persons.
But isn't that neat, though? Like you said, Chris, a couple of years ago, you wouldn't have, I mean, you would have paid attention, but it wouldn't have such an impression on you now.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm more aware, and I'm teaching other people around me to be more aware as well.
And that's why Michael always says, we're the bridge between the blind and
we're
the blind.
We're here to educate.
Educate in a fun and informative format.
Right.
We don't want you to be bored.
I used to just
never be bored around here.
Not around here. I used to be well aware of bikers because I used to be one of those persons that biking, it used to drive me bonkers. when people would just pull out instead of stopping behind that big white thick line that vehicle's supposed to stop at, because I'm coming across and they just pull right out and I have to go, no choice but to run right into the car and flip over the car, and then I just sit there for a while and then I make them get out the car. Oh my God, are you okay? And then I get up. Yeah, I'm fine. You okay?
Oh my goodness. Somehow that doesn't surprise.
Oh my goodness. So let me see something here.
I just wanted to make her be aware of what they were doing to me.
Right.
Because now, and then I would get up and say, oh man, my frame is bent, which my frame was already bent because I can easily turn it. So I would, man, my frame has been, now I can't get to work. And they'd be like, do you want to ride?
We'll take you.
Right.
You know what I'm thinking? Because we're halfway into this segment. Let's do our second trivia now.
You ready?
Sheila and I are going to have a lot to talk about the second hour, so we'll be more lively.
We'll run out of time.
Yeah, we'll run out of time if we start talking about that now.
So you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you ready?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, this is mine. I better be ready.
This okay. One here, woo. Whoo.
What?
This really touches my spirit.
What? Aww. Oh, don't tell the answer.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna shut my mic off right now because I'm finna go.
Oh no, I like when you sing. I love this song. Now come on, people. 407-894-1680. Call in.
I was about 21 when I first heard this song.
I was 51.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react.
That was the year I moved to Florida.
It's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract.
I was just loving the hairstyle.
Yeah, and her legs, right?
Ooh.
I love this song too.
You must try to ignore that it means more than.
It's a race to the phone.
I've got calls to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that lives. But whatever the reason, you do it for me.
Good job. Sheila. That wasn't me. That was Chris.
I thought it was you.
No.
Oh. That's the first time I didn't know it was you, Sheila. I mean, Chris. I almost called Chris Gregg. I'm losing my mind here.
Have you ever seen her in concert?
I have not.
I haven't
only on
either.
Television. Yeah. Yeah. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Callers? No 407. Callers yet?
Not yet.
Are you kidding me?
Well, the caller that called in, she won recently.
Oh,
so,
not good. Yeah. Yeah, not
but,
good.
She said, listen, y'all taking too long. She said if the rules didn't apply, she would be on every call right now with every trivia.
Come on, people.
407-894-1680. Yeah. Come on. You got to know
three
who that
minutes
is.
Before we go to the break. 3 minutes.
Yeah, that was that jam back in the day. Oh, it's still a jam.
You know what? Yep. The songs from them are really good. That's all I have to say.
Yep.
Yeah, music was different, and music really meant something when they produced music back then. I'm not saying that it don't mean anything today. I just don't understand what it mean to me, that it mean to them, and what it mean to everybody else today when they sing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's a different generation.
Yeah. When the Beatles came out, because I am at that same essence, music was evolving too, because the history of music where it came from and how it started going from one genre to the next genre, and from generation to generation, and how everybody dared to be different. Nobody wanted to sound like the same person that was already over the airways. So Chuck Berry wanted to be different than Fats Domino. And Fats Domino was definitely trying to be different than James Brown, and James Brown wasn't trying to be a Stevie Wonder, and and the Beatles wasn't trying to be the Monkees. So, you know, it all evolved. Don't get me started. You know, I love me some music.
What's your favorite music, Chris, besides gospel?
Besides gospel,
I know you love gospel.
It'll be, I call myself the king of gospel music, but the prince of old school hip hop and R&B.
So, like who?
Like I've always been a Heavy D and the Boys fan, for the hip hop generation. And if I had to go into R&B, my man, the one and only, the sensational, the love making machine himself,
Barry White.
Al Green.
Oh,
yeah. Barry, can you do a Barry White impersonation?
Well,
that's pretty close.
Yeah.
That's about as far as I can go.
Well, I can't believe nobody knows my song. I'm very, very disappointed.
Me
in the
too.
Listeners. Yes, I am. All right.
We should give them a hint.
Well, 1984.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I know what Michael's going to say.
What?
Yeah, because you already said it.
I said it by mistake before, yeah.
But they
well, we might as well.
You know who it is. We'll give another hint after the break.
Okay, all right.
After the break, we'll do it after the break.
One more hint.
One more hint,
and
that's it.
And then it's done.
Right.
Okay. All right, we're going to break. We'll see you in a few minutes. You're listening to Blind and Beyond.
You requested links? Well, listen up. The Links new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Links program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Links bus tracker and the Links Paul Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Links vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golinks.com. That's GOLYNX.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com. Quack, 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 quack.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNEDforall.com.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Hey,
welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I don't think Chris wanted to hear my voice. He drowned me out. So anyway, we have a call. Welcome back. And we have a caller on the line from Vancouver, Washington.
Should we give the name of the person who was singing that song? Or should we ask him if
he
knows?
He might know. That's what I'm thinking.
Hi, Gabe.
Hi, Gabe.
Gabe knows a lot.
Hi, how are you guys doing? It's been a long time since I called.
It has.
How are you doing?
Happy Valentine's Day early.
Hey, how about you?
We are awesome. Happy early Valentine's Day.
You too.
Well, thank you.
How's school going?
Really good. We actually had a couple of weeks ago, we had a Braille challenge.
Oh, good. Did you participate?
Yes.
How'd you do?
I did pretty good, actually.
Awesome.
I got a prize. Ooh. It was the same thing as what you guys were talking about. Each test was 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, I felt really confident.
What category do you, what are you in, freshman, rookie, sophomore?
I am in, people think that every time I introduce myself to them, I'm actually in seventh grade.
Wow.
You're 14 or you're 12? I forgot.
My birthday you would be 14, January 11th. I meant to call in, that weekend, but I am now 13.
Wow, you're getting old.
Gabe, I actually gave you a shout out for your birthday, but you didn't call in that night. I don't know if you heard it.
Oh, you did?
We did, yes. It would be on that
podcast. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey. It would be on that podcast. I don't know which, but that would be the week before, probably.
Well, yeah, the week before.
Yeah.
But hey, Gabe, we celebrate our birthday the whole entire month.
That's right. Happy birthday.
So happy birthday from January, the whole entire month.
So that, Gabe, that's Chris and you and me. We are all January babies. Well, we are so happy you're listening and so happy that you called in. You always make our day.
Me too. I think this is pretty much the only talk radio show I listen to.
Wow, that's an honor. The only talk radio show he listens to. How do you like that?
Did you know who was singing that song that we played?
Maybe Mommy knows.
I sang a lot on the radio, but I don't know who sang it.
Mommy.
Is your mommy right there?
Oh, she's sleeping.
Oh, don't bother her.
Don't wake her up.
No. Okay.
No, she's a little bit sick.
Yeah, aww. Everybody's getting sick.
Well, you take care of yourself. Don't get sick. You don't get sick, okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you, Gabe, for calling. So nice to hear your voice. And happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
Take care of yourself.
Call in again, okay? Some other day.
I will.
Some other Sunday. Thank you, honey.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, he's so cute.
He just makes you smile.
Yeah, so we're the only talk show that he listens to. Wow, yeah. That's really something.
He is just such a cutie.
He is. All right. Oh, we have another caller, I think, that knows the song, and they're getting in under the wire before we go to the top of the hour.
We're about to give it away.
It'll be very nice. I won't bring up anything. We'll just see who Chris has got on the phone. All right, he's saying, hold on, and they're coming on. I have to see what it says on the monitor.
What's it saying?
Nothing
it's
yet.
Not accessible.
Nothing
I can't,
yet. It says,
I can't
questions
read it.
Or comments, please call 407-894-1680.
It's not accessible. It
Harry
doesn't
Chris,
talk.
Harry, 759.
We're about out of town.
Eastern time.
Okay, so let's go all the way up to our good friend in Palmyra, New Jersey.
Oh.
Is it Betty?
That's right.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, it's our
Hi,
Valentine
Harry.
Up in New Jersey.
It's Sheila and Lynn tonight. No, yeah. Michael, he's sick.
I just wanted to say I hope Michael feels better.
Well, thank you. And how are you doing? You
I'm
feeling
not
good?
I'm doing well. I fell, and Paul and I both fell in the kitchen on Wednesday.
Oh.
Both fell? I went on ice?
No, just fell on the floor, and I hit my middle all the way around, and I'm in pain.
Well, take care of yourself. Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling. Tell Michael, we said hello, and we hope he feels better soon.
Well, thank you so much, Betty. Thank you, and love to Paul. Okay. Love to you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. All bye-bye. Right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to the top of the hour.
Who was singing the song, Lynn?
Oh, Tina Turner.
That's right. Ike and Tina show.
Yep, Tina Turner, 1984. All righty, so we're going to break, Chris, top of the hour. And when we come back, our guest caller, she's already waiting online.
Oh, good.
Yes, so we'll see you soon. And by the, all right, I was going to say, if you have anything, would you like to add to the conversation, 407-894-1680.